This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes out of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are going to take 3 days and listen to a sermon I preached 2 weeks back now on Palm Sunday. The sermon is entitled, The Stones Cry Out. Really, we should call it, The Stones Would Immediately Cry Out, as the text says. Boy, every word matters. You know, when the Lord says, my words are spirit and they are life, every word matters. Every word is important. That's why I say it's so important to get a literal Bible translation like the King James Version or the New King James, because every word matters. Every word is important. That word immediately has great significance in this text of the Lord Jesus Christ riding into Jerusalem on a donkey. That's what we're going to look at on Palm Sunday. And this was preached on Palm Sunday. And that's what we're going to look at here today and Tuesday and Wednesday. And this is this message here, The Stones Cry Out. For more information on this ministry, I invite you to go to WGODradio.com. My email address, if you'd like to write to me, paul@WGODradio.com is how to get in touch with me. Now, let's get into this message here now, here today and Tuesday and Wednesday, The Stones Cry Out.
The stones would cry out. Our God is an awesome God. I always wanted to preach a sermon on Palm Sunday, about Palm Sunday. It just never seemed to work out that way, schedule-wise, but not so this year. If you would please turn with me, Luke chapter 19. We're going to see some awesome things today in the Word, things that are going to blow your mind. Luke chapter 19, verse 29. Now it came to pass, when he came near to Bethpage and Bethany, at the mountain called Olivet, that he sent two of his disciples, saying, go into the village opposite you, where as you enter, you will find a colt tied, on which no one has ever sat. Loose it and bring it here. And if anyone asks you, why are you loosing it, that you should say to him, because the Lord has need of it. All right, now it's Passover in Jerusalem. Matter of fact, it's just a few days before. On the church calendar, it's Palm Sunday. Now ponder this question for a minute. Why did Jesus do this? What's the big deal about a donkey? Why did the Lord have need of it, like verse 31 tells us? Now I'm going to show you the reason for this. Here this morning, verse 32. So those who were sent went their way and found it just as he had said to them. But as they were loosing the colt, the owners of it came and said to them, why are you loosing the colt? And they said, the Lord has need of him. Then they brought him to Jesus, and they threw their own clothes on the colt, and they set Jesus on him. And as he went, many spread their clothes on the road. Now, in the Gospel of Matthew, he adds this tidbit to Palm Sunday as well, besides the fact that they cut down these right here, palm branches. Yeah, I put them here, by the way. Cut down palm branches and strewn them out all over the road. But he also said this. Scripture verse is on your bulletin here. It says, all this was done. This is Matthew 21:4. All this was done so that it might be fulfilled what was spoken by the prophets, saying, tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, lowly and sitting on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. So the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. Now please listen to this scripture verse from Zechariah the prophet 500 years before. Zechariah 9:9 says this. It says, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. Church, I refuse to gloss over these prophecies. This is an astronomical thing that was spoken, and that took place to prove that the Bible is true and to prove that Jesus Christ is Lord. And all these people out here today trying to disprove the Bible, well, fasten your safety belts, because you ain't seen nothing yet. You don't even know what you're having for breakfast tomorrow. You don't know what you're having for breakfast tomorrow. This is 500 years before it happened. That's kind of like, let's put this in perspective, 500 years, all right? That's like Christopher Columbus in 1492 saying in 500 years someone is going to come and run for president, and 24 years later his wife is going to run for president. That's the equivalent of this. I hope that prophecy don't come true. The Apostle John wrote in the last book of the Bible, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. All of this, this entire book, all of these prophecies, by the way, 31.8% of your book is prophecy. It's prophetic in nature. All of the prophecies written in this book are written for one reason, so that you would know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That's the reason for it. God tells you the ending from before it happens, so you'd believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That's the only reason. No other book has it. The Book of Mormon doesn't have it. The book of the Muslim book, no other book, no other religious book has any prophecy in it. The Bible doesn't have any errors in it. God speaks the ending from the beginning so that you would know that Jesus Christ is Lord. Bible prophecy is your greatest tool for evangelism. Come on, 500 years before it happens, when your king comes, he's going to come into town riding on a donkey. 500 years before it happened. The Bible tells the future. Look at all the hungry people out here today that want to know their future, right? Go on down 520. Look how many psychics there are and how many tarot card readers there are. They go and sit behind a crystal ball. Someone takes their money to tell them a prophecy. Oh, someone in your family loves you. Good things are going to happen to you. That'll be $35, please. Why? People want to know their future. People want to know the future. People want to know their future. People have a fascination with knowing what the future is. Now let's get back to this text here in Luke, verse 36. Luke chapter 19, verse 36. People want to know. Verse 36. Now as he went, many spread their clothes on the road. And as he was now drawing near the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of all the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees called to him from the crowd and said, "Teacher, rebuke thy disciples." But he answered and said to them, "I tell you, if these should keep silent, or if these hold their peace," the King James says, "the stones will immediately cry out." Do you know why Jesus made this cryptic comment? The stones would cry out. If you would please turn with me, Psalm 118. I want you to see it with your own eyes. Verse 26 says this. It says, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. For we have blessed you from the house of the Lord." Do you see it? Blessed is the king. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Jesus said the stones would cry out because someone, by golly, was going to fulfill this verse. If the people weren't the ones to do it, then the stones were going to do it. Someone was going to do it. By hook or by crook, this Bible verse was going to be fulfilled. They fulfilled it. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. There's no stopping Bible prophecy from coming to pass. If these would keep quiet, the stones would cry out. Now, I left out the word immediately. We'll get to that little word. We're going to tuck it away here, and we'll get to that word in a little bit. The stones would immediately cry out. If these would keep quiet, the stones would cry out. Now, let's go on a slight detour before coming back to this text, which we will do. Now, remember, every jot and every tittle in this book, every prophecy will be fulfilled by hook or by crook. Everything written in this book will be fulfilled. Let's turn to Psalm 22. Psalm 22, verse 1 says this. See if this is familiar to you. It says, my God, why have you forsaken me? Sound familiar? It's no accident. Jesus saying this. This is deliberate. Remember, this is anniversary for this is this coming Friday. This is deliberate. This is no accident. David's saying this as well. Listen to what David said on his deathbed right before he died. 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 1. It says, "These are the last words of David. Thus says David, the son of Jesse, the anointed of the God of Jacob and the sweet psalmist of Israel, colon. The Spirit of the Lord spoke by me, and his word was on my tongue." Remember that. As I move on here in Psalm 22, meditate on this. All right, Mark, put that first number up there. The odds of one person fulfilling four things written about them before it happens is 1 in 10 to the 27th power, and it looks like that. I've once heard Josh McDowell, the great apologist, say, the odds of that is taking the entire state of Texas and filling it knee-high with silver dollars. With one silver dollar, and you take it and you put a red X on it and throw it somewhere in the state of Texas, you got one shot. Ever been to Texas before?
All right, I'll cut out the ending of my own program. Hope you enjoyed that. It's called The Stones Cry Out, something I preached on Palm Sunday. We'll hear the rest of that here coming up here Tuesday and Wednesday. In the meantime, this is day one of the offering. That's what we call it here at WMIE, and that is the week that we set aside to raise the money we need for us to continue to bring to you all the programs that you hear here at the station, including coming up in just 45 seconds, Andrew Womack's program, Gospel Truth, heard right here Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and at 8:30 p.m. here on 91.5 WMIE. We have set aside this week to raise up $30,000. Praise God, we're at $15,705. That's where we stand. If you would like to help us raise the money that we need for us to continue broadcasting here, you can do that at this time, anytime today in this week, by calling me here at the radio station, 321-632-1000. We need $295 to get to 16.